Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
When you look at Job 32, 18 says, "For I am full of words. The spirit within me compels me." And Psalm 39, 3 says, "My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned, then I spoke with my tongue." We have the Spirit of the Father that propels us to do these good works. The Spirit of the Father propels us to do these good works, and we must allow that. Muruti Mraka. Yo, it looks like we've lost Muruti Mraka.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. We seem to be losing you. Yeah.
No. I'm fine. Yes. Yeah. It is the Spirit of the Lord, my brother. Why? Because that is the earnestness of the Father. In this whole business where He has actually reached out to save us from the danger that we are not even aware of. The way people live, I don't blame them. Because the Father has opened my eyes to realize that all of us are so blind, we think we are doing what is right. And we are not, we are used by someone who hates us so much that he wants us to be destroyed. But because the Father, the very one who created us, loves us so much, what did he do? He sent his Son to die in our place. But he didn't end there. He sent his Spirit to be in us as the very demonstration of his earnestness. Because when Yeshua went back to where he came from, the Father, he promised that him and the Father will send us the Holy Spirit, and he has done that.
Yes.
And the Bible says this about the Holy Spirit. Let me read in verse 22 of 1 Corinthians chapter 1. It says, sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22. It says this: "Moreover, I invoke God as witness against my soul that to spare you I came." No, I'm reading verse 23 now. Sorry. "What? Who also has filled us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee." And then in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5, he says this: "Now he who has activated us towards this same is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee." And then Ephesians chapter 1, verse 14. Let me start in verse 15. "In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the retrieval of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory." You see, from the side of God, the earnestness, because earnestness is a serious determination to show that he seriously determined to make us his children, that we inherit everything that he has promised, which is so glorious, we can't even describe it.
Sure.
He gave us the Holy Spirit. For what? Decoration. No. We always say, and not me, mainly Pastor Kabamba, many times he says this, that we have the anointing. And he's quoting 1 John chapter 2. Actually, it's the unction. We have the unction in verse 20, it says so,
yeah,
in us. And then verse 27 says, the unction teaches us. In other words, who is the unction? The unction is the very substance which has made us to be anointed together with Yeshua. The Holy Spirit of promise, the guarantee. He has not come to decorate. He has come to guide us into all truth, to remind us what Yeshua has said, to help us carry out the duties which are spiritual and the duties which are of the flesh.
Yeah.
Because things like feeding, they are of the flesh. Things like taking care of those who are vulnerable, they are of the flesh. But they must be undergirded by those things which are of the spirit, which are you have compassion for people. That is why you do it. You don't do it because you have seen that the government cuts tax if you help orphans. So you help orphans because you want to save on tax. This is how the world operates. But those who are in Christ, their earnestness is they are moved by the Spirit of God. They are moved by the word of God. I want to sum it here, my brother, that Pastor Kabamba spoke about the word, and he even said the Bible. Now, this is what we had to stop in the churches where we are. We had to stop to preach and come up with programs to preach on this topic on the... No. Let's read the word of God. Everybody must read the word of God and allow God to, because the Holy Spirit who's in us uses the word which we take in, the word of God which we take in, to teach each and every one of us. We don't have to wait for a prophet to tell us where we are going. However, when we meet together, one has got a prophecy. Another one has got a revelation. Another one has got a teaching. Now, what is that? The body is contributing. These are the works of earnestness because they are being driven by the Spirit. And I want to thank God for Radio Pulpit, because whether it is on a Wednesday, a Thursday, a Tuesday, a Monday, or whatever, these kind of programs where people come and share. It's not only one or two people who are driving the program, like in our churches. Why is it happening like that in our churches? Because we have moved away from the Spirit. We have moved away from the Word. We have gone to our programs. The Spirit of God is here to help us carry out the very duty. The Word of God, who is alive and active, is here to help us carry out those works. And when we start to prioritize the Spirit and the Word, we will shock ourselves, because we start to see that God starts using even people that we undermine. And so there is nobody who can boast in that church. Like Pastor Kabamba always says, I'm praying hard for you all. I'm pleading for you and all that. No. We must be pleading for one another. And lastly, my brother, Paul says something when he said, I hear amongst you, you are doing a sin which even the unbelievers don't mention. One of you is sleeping with his stepmother.
Nice.
And then he turns around and speaks to the church. Something which is absent today from us. He says, you are boasting. You are not mourning. In other words, when somebody has fallen into sin, it's not for us to be gossiping like the world and trying to put them down.
We should be mourning. Yeah. Mourning, mourning, because we understand the body. When we take communion, it says, many of you are sleeping, others are weak, because you do not discern the body. We are one body. The spirit, which is the earnestness of God in us, is in one body. And therefore, when we do things together. Mm. But when one of us fails, the injury is to all of us.
Mm.
And it is an insult to God from all of us. That's why we need to be mourning. And I think it's one of the things that needs to come back, that we really mourn when things are not going on well. Thanks.
Mm. I hear you quite well. Thank you, Muruti. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Do we still feel the earnestness that our guests are talking about? And do we still serve with earnestness in the manner in which we should serve? Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. What does it mean to have an earnestness for duty as a believer these days? Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Hlala ulalele umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla. Thola i-app yethu ku-App Store noma ku-Play Store. Futhi ungavakashela uradiopulpit.co.za.
Pastor Sam, let me bring this to you also. The aspect of earnestness, and I read in the beginning something in Micah chapter 3 verses 8, and I want to read it again. But truly I am full of power by the spirit of the Elohim, the spirit of Abba Yahuwah, and of justice and might to declare to Jacob his transgression and to Yasharal his sins. Earnestness for duty is also that the Father will put us on the spot to speak those things that are detestable to him, even to the nation. And earnestness for duty, this, the body of Christ, should be able to know that we have that duty to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth, and to speak of those things that are not becoming of the Elohim, and that are not in his way, which we find ourselves practicing these days. I mean, we have gone way beyond, man. We even took out anything that has to speak with the glory of the Father, even on our national anthems, everywhere. In our schools, we no longer are singing praises to the Father. There's no longer reading of the word. I mean, earnestness for duty is not for churches. As Pastor Mraka speaks about the phenomena of decorums, you know, that ministries and churches are just doing these things as a phenomena for decorums. I'm doing it because there's a payout. I'm doing it because there's an exemption by government. That's decorum. And what do you say with regards to that?
Yeah, thank you very much for this question. You know, this before we start the program, I was watching something and these are youngsters. I don't know where they're coming from exactly, but here in our country, youngsters who have decided to clean the parks, they're cleaning parks, they're cleaning places, they're doing it free of charge. I mean, they go around, do painting and fixing many things. And then this man was speaking about them. And I said, okay, what has motivated these people? The person who started, it was not money that they motivated him to do the job. But he just said, we looking around, the government is doing nothing. It's not that the government does not do what does not want to do that, but the government cannot do everything. And the gentleman, the boy, just decided, okay, I'm young, I can do something. And he started with one individual, a second one, and now they're getting some sponsors here and there, but they're doing it free of charge. Now, here you see this way the earnestness, I mean, as I was speaking about, you know why, I mean, you know, first of all, to who you are doing that, I mean, for who you are doing that, and you've met him, and you've come to that place of understanding what is required of you, and you're not doing it because there will be a pay somewhere, but you're doing it because you love the work. You know, it's very important because we've come to a place whereby people do today work because they need to be paid or they need to be getting something. You know, you invite me today, I say, okay, fine, I'm coming, but you need to pay. I'll tell you, okay, I need petrol or I need a ticket, my flight ticket, I need this. And I can even give you the type of ticket I want, the type of place I want to live in. And you ask yourself a question, are we doing it because we've been called by the Father to do the work or we're doing it because it's our own business? And this is also, it's completely out. That's why you see today there are a lot of manipulations going on in churches because people they don't do it from their heart. They don't do it from the proper and a deep conviction from the Holy Spirit, per se, as Muruti Mureka was saying. Because we don't have the Holy Spirit in our lives just for jokes. I mean, it's not just there to just look at us, whatever. It's not just there for whenever we need him and say, hey, Holy Spirit, come now and help me. No. He knows his job, and he's there for a purpose.
Mm.
He's not there to wait for you to call him. He's there to do the work that he has been assigned to do. And I love that. And I always say that if the Holy Spirit has to be invited, that that's become a very even wrong move actually from Christian, because he came, the Father sent him to us, and he came to be our helper. And I don't see a helper being asked to do the work.
Mm.
If you are a helper, you come to a place, if you have been an example, let me just give an example. If you've been employed as a maid somewhere, your job is to wake up in the morning and look around what is has to be done. You start checking works and whatever, what has to be done. That's the job. And the Holy Spirit is always ready to do what he has been asked to do. That's why he speaks to us even when we don't ask him to speak to us. That's why he pray for us even when we are not able to pray, because he knows the perfect will of the Father. He does not watch way to tell him, always pray for me. And today we've come now in that, we've fallen short, because when you go to meetings, for instance, there's a time where we call the time to call the Holy Spirit. I don't know, we call him from where, he has to come from which side, for him to come and be with us, I don't know. And we're going to invite the Holy Spirit. I don't know if we have to invite him for what. Was he not there before? We need to invite him. And when you start doing that, then it starts becoming a problem. Even himself is asking himself a question. But I'm inside of these people. I'm with them. Why are they inviting me again? To do what exactly? And the Bible says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm in their midst. It's not that I mean you have to invite him. He's there because you have gathered because of him. He's in your midst. Now, all these things start teaching us that you put your trust and who you are working for. And then when you understand that, it changes the whole thing.
Mm.
Now, you see, here there's a picture that, I mean, Paul is speaking, you know, Paul spoke about himself, and now he's speaking to Timothy. He says, Timothy, let me listen in the book of 2 Timothy 4. He says what? I solemnly charge you in the presence of the Father and the Christ Jesus, who is the judge, who is to judge the living and the dead.
Mm.
And in his appearance, in his kingdom. Now he tells Timothy, he says, preach the word.
Mm.
Here, you know, we're not talking about this, not in terms of, I mean, being in the church or whereby, you know, he's talking about go and bring the word of God in the world. He says, preach the word as an official messenger. Be ready when the time is right. And even when the time is not right, keep your sense of urgency. That's what I love here. Because it has to be in us, that sense of agency. I mean, it's like it's the last day you do the work.
Mm.
But every time you're given an opportunity to preach the gospel, you say, I have to do it with everything in me. I mean, as you wake up in the morning, you don't just say, let's just open the Bible. No, you speak it as if, I mean, you've received it from the Father. And, you know, the day we'll understand that we've been called to go to the world, and we are the light in the world, we are not the light in the church. We are the light in the world, because the Father is so clear. We are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Meaning what? We cannot just be holy and sanctimonious on Sunday, but when we finish with everything on Sunday, we find ourselves on Monday, Tuesday, wherever, we are other people. That shows that there's no innocence into whatever we do. Because if there was such a thing, every Sunday, as Muruti Mureka mentioned, I think every Sunday should have been a day where people come with testimonies. I went out, I brought 3-4 people, they are saved, they have believed in Christ. I went out, I preached, I prayed for somebody, somebody was healed. No, it's supposed to be a time where we go out and we produce life. Not a time where we go around and we come the next Sunday, we don't even remember the preaching of the previous Sunday. We don't even remember because the whole week we were just doing our own things. Mm. This is showing how we are not really sincere with what we're doing. And I believe when Paul is speaking to Timothy, do it when time is right and when time is not right. Make it, have it as a sense of urgency. You are a messenger. You've been asked to go and do the work. Do it. You don't wait for anybody to do it. Do it when the time is favorable, when it's not favorable. Do it when you've been welcome or when you're not welcome. Just do it. And this is not easy today. Today, if you preach, like us, we are preaching on TikTok today. You know, people don't come to our preaching. Do we have to stop? No, we will continue. Why do you have to continue? Because we know that one person, another one will listen, until maybe thousands will listen from that. That's what we do. We won't stop. But, you know, when you compare yourself with those who have a fellowship of, thousands of them, you say, okay, now what are they really listening? When you go and listen to what they are preaching, you say, wow, what is this?
Yeah,
but while on your side people don't come, I say, okay, we will continue because we know the earnestness is asking us to do what? To do the work of God, even when people don't applaud us, we do it because we know we're doing it for Christ, not for anybody.
Sure, I hear you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Professor. I really appreciate it.
Sitshele ukuthi ucaba ngani. Sicela ukuzwa uvo lwakho. Ungasithinta gospel@radiopulpit.co.za noma usithumele iWhatsApp ku 0826572729. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
All right, let's go to Kigali in Rwanda there. Dr. TC is really working there as we speak. Dr. TC.
Good evening, beloved family in Christ. This evening, I also would like to share my thoughts around earnestness for daily duties. Have you ever noticed how sometimes the smallest duties in life feel like the hardest to do earnestly? Folding the laundry, replying to the last message, showing up on time for a meeting when your spirit says, 5 more minutes, Lord. Please. Yet, it is in these simple and repetitive, sometimes unnoticed tasks that God hides the greatest tests in our faithfulness. The Bible says in Colossians 3:23, "And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men." Now, that's a verse that challenges the Monday version of all of us, because it means even when no one is watching, when it's just you and that never-ending to-do list, heaven is watching with delight when we do it heartily, with joy and diligence. The sacredness of ordinary. We often think that earnestness belongs to great preachers, missionaries, or prophets. But earnestness begins right here where we are, in the ordinary. Jesus himself spent most of his earthly life not preaching, but working as a carpenter. Imagine the Son of God sending wood and fixing door frames, knowing he was shaping eternity. When you wash dishes, teach your children, write reports, or help a colleague, you are not just ticking boxes. You are offering small sacrifices of love on the altar of daily life. God treasures those more than grand gestures done for show. The attitude of the heart. Earnestness is not about being busy, It's about being sincere. The world celebrates speed and success. Heaven celebrates faithfulness. You can mop a floor with resentment, or you can mop it with gratitude. The difference? One just cleans the floor, the other cleanses the soul. In Luke 16:10, Jesus says, "He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much." That means how you handle the small duties today determines how God can trust you with greater ones tomorrow. Joyful service in the mundane. There is a beautiful story of Brother Lawrence, a humble monk who worked in a monastery kitchen. He said, "I can do little things for God. I turn the cake that is frying on the pan for love of him." Yo, what a thought. That even flipping pancakes could be an act of worship. When we perform our daily duties, from emails to errands, with a cheerful heart and godly purpose, the mundane becomes significant. Suddenly, sweeping floors feels like sweeping the courts of heaven. When you feel tired or unnoticed, so let's be honest, earnestness is not always easy. There are days when you give your best and no one seems to notice. But that's when we remember Matthew 6:4, where Jesus says, "Your Father sees in secret." Sorry, "Your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly." God keeps excellent records. Nothing done for him, however small, is ever wasted. So keep showing up. Keep doing it well, and keep doing it with joy, because your diligence in the unseen will echo in eternity. The reward of earnest living. When we live earnestly, even the simplest duties draw us closer to Christ. We become more patient, more dependable, more like him. The one who said in John 9:4, "I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day." Earnestness is not just about doing things right. It's about doing them with love, humility, and purpose. So as you go about your week, at home, at work, in traffic, remember, your daily duties are divine appointments. Your workplace can be a mission field. And your diligence can be your destiny. Closing thought, let's approach each day with this simple prayer. Lord, may I do the ordinary with extraordinary love. May I serve with a smile, give without counting, and work as if heaven depends on my faithfulness. Because when we are earnest in our daily duties, we don't just get things done. We make God visible in the world. Thank you, and may you go forth to live earnestly, joyfully, and faithfully in all you do.
Dr. TC, thank you so much. Don't forget the picture I asked you with the president of Rwanda.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za? Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, William has sent us a WhatsApp, says, "Greetings, my pastors. Earnestness means being serious, sincere, and determined in what you do. In the Bible, earnestness is linked to faithfulness and diligence. Faithfulness means being loyal, trustworthy, and reliable, staying true to your word, duties, and relationships. It builds trust, peace, and stability. A faithful person keeps promises, endures challenges, and reflects God's nature." Proverbs 3, verses 3 to 4, I think, says, "Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Stay faithful in small things, and God will trust you with greater ones." This is from the Champ. Thank you so much, Champ. I really appreciate, man. I thought you were going to send a voice note. Send us a voice note. And people are asking me, "Hey, where is Mabongani?" I think he's on leave, man. I think he's on leave. People are asking me, "Where's Mabongani?"
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Moruti Muraka has spoken something that really challenged me in one of his talks. And really, I don't take his sayings as talks, man. I call them narratives, but they encourage dialogue. And also, they are messages. And he inspired, you know, me to look into this. 1 Peter 4:10, "As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another." And he said it, you know, minister to one another. And he spoke about, you know, the fallibilities of decorums. If these are, let me use a word that I don't see in a dictionary, if these are inappropriated, I don't want to say inappropriately stated or placed upon us, but if you're able to say appropriated, then let's say the opposite. And it happens much of the times that you'd find that the ones who are aware of the duty, or somewhat somehow have been made aware from the beginning and not had become enlightened as the discipleship was going through and through, they basically think this is their birthright. And instead of duty, they actually expect duties to be done to them. If you can remember very well when we were talking about the dull stewards and the false leaders who basically, instead of serving, were wanting services to be meted to them. And that's the confusion that the devil brings when it comes to earnest duties for believers every day. What say you, sir?
Yeah, my brother.
Sorry, I'm quoting you. I'm quoting you, Muruti, but I don't forget.
Yeah, you normally say this, that we are all learning together.
Yes,
and it may sound like just a cliche statement, but my brother, that is the earnestness of the believers, not to attitudinize ourselves higher than we ought to.
Yes.
And this thing, we have cultivated it in the churches, that there is a certain thing. That's why even we talk about clergy and laity. When we read the scriptures, there's nothing like clergy and laity. It's something which has come across from somewhere. We are the clergy, all of us. And we are the laity, in the sense that laity comes from the word laos, which means people. We are the, he says, I will be their God, because I shall be in them and be my people.
But also, he says Yeshua HaMashiach is the chief priest, and we are the clergy around you. All of us, we are priests. We have been anointed to the priesthood. When are we going to start to, in earnestness, do the works that we have been called to do? In most of our churches, what has happened is that we have been fooled into doing things which are at cross purposes with the Father. We have inappropriated what we've been called to, if I may take your way to say today. Not truly, because, my brother, that's why I was saying earlier on, these things which are happening on Radio Pulpit, this is what should have been happening in the church. Where there is an exchange all the time when we come together, there is not this program where certain people are there to entertain us, and then we are just an audience. And because they cultivate complaints, they cultivate all kinds of things that are wrong. First, if you look at the scriptures, what we are being taught, we are taught that we are members one of another in one big body, the body of HaMashiach. And God has given us grace gifts. Now, these things come from God. Look at the 12 and the 120, even more than that. Most of them were ordinary people according to the natural reckoning of people. Yet Christ trusted them to carry the gospel. Why? Because he was not trusting in the earthen vessels. He was trusting in the treasure which is in them. Now, Pastor Kabam said something. Until we know who has called us, we know him, in 2 Corinthians, First Corinthians chapter 8, verse 3, it says, he who loves Elohim is known under Elohim. And he says, knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. Now, these are the things which are that we have been mandated to do. I have been mandated to love you, not from my own ability, but from what I have received from Christ. And if I recognize that he is already living in me and he is able to make me love you, maybe I should make just this example and I'll close there. And I'm going to make an example about me and my wife. We are walking a path where God really is teaching us this way of earnestness. If my wife and I are talking about doing something and then we tend to disagree, or and maybe I try to show her and she doesn't see, and inside I become frustrated and I do a certain action which is out of frustration. And she sees it. I'm aware of it because it's me who has done it. But already in me, I'm justifying myself. I didn't say anything bad. You know, the spirit inside will say to me, regardless of what you are justifying, you know that action happened because you were thinking this way. As soon as that happens, I turn around, I go back to her, I ask her for forgiveness. And she will tell me, I saw that action which you did. You didn't do it correct. Now, I'm not doing that for accolades. I'm not doing that for somebody to clap hands and say, oh, you have done, because there is no audience. It's me and my wife. I have made a decision. The Holy Spirit is the boss.
the word of God which is in me, which every morning I read from the book, so that what is in the book should correspond with what is inside, because by the Spirit He has written it in my heart. Mm. So when I read what is in the book, what is in the heart corresponds with it. And during the day, there is a nice way of correcting me. Many times in the day, God corrects me. I don't know how many. And I've come to realize we need this. We need this. Because if we live like, we are born again, nothing, there's nothing to see, we are missing what Christ is saying. Revelation to the seven churches, He keeps on saying, repent. Meaning, change your thinking. I need to change my thinking. Every time the Holy Spirit shows me, you didn't think well concerning that situation, or you didn't speak well, or you did. Now, once those kind of things happen within each and every one of us, my brother, when we come together, we are able to help one another, because the love that is shed abroad in us is there for building. I will do or say something, you will do or say something, Pastor Kabamba will do or say something which is going to build, which we needed from the one also needed from the others. And if our church's meetings were like that, because we have the earnestness to please the Father, the people outside would know that Christ is alive. That's why they can say, where is the church? And we will try and justify, we are here. Wow. We don't have to justify anything. We have to live what the Spirit says and what the Word says. They will see it. They will not even ask, where is the church? They will respect the church.
All right. Wow. I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Muruti. I really appreciate it. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe, maybe alone, or even mentally unwell. IAM Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the IAM Youth website, email subscription, and the IAM Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Maletsatsi.
Good evening, beloved listeners. This is Maletsatsi, and tonight I want to speak to your heart about something simple yet powerful. Earnestness in our daily duties. Whether you are a parent, a worker, a student, or a leader, your daily tasks are sacred. They are the soil where character grows. Scriptural anchor. Let's begin with Romans 12, verse 11. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the purpose and with spiritual fire. The power of the ordinary. Sometimes we wait for big moments to feel useful, but God often works through the ordinary. For example, A cleaner who sweeps with care is honoring God. A teacher who prepares with love is shaping destinies. A security guard who stays alert is protecting lives. Earnestness means showing up fully, even when no one is watching. Why earnestness matters? It builds trust. People know they can rely on you. It brings peace. You sleep well knowing you gave your best. It reflects God's nature. He is faithful in all things, big and small. Practical encouragement. Ask yourself each morning, what is my assignment today? How can I do it with excellence? Who will be blessed by my diligence? Even if your task feels repetitive, your attitude can make it worship. When we approach our duties with earnestness, we're not just working, we're worshiping. Our attitude becomes a fragrance before God. Even when the task is hard or unnoticed, let us remember, heaven sees and heaven rewards. Your diligence today may be the seed of someone's breakthrough tomorrow. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of daily duties. Teach us to serve with joy, to work with integrity, and to honor you in all we do. May our hands be diligent, our hearts be sincere, and our spirits be faithful. Let our ordinary tasks become extraordinary testimonies of your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. So tonight, I encourage you, be earnest, be faithful, be joyful in your duties. Let your work speak of your character. Let your diligence be your testimony. Because when we do the small things well, God entrusts us with greater things. Thank you for tuning in. May your hands be blessed, your heart be light, and your duties be done with joy. Until next time, keep shining in the ordinary, because that's where your greatness begins. Thank you.
Wow, Maletsatsi, man.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
And they say if Mabongani sends WhatsApps, it should be at the beginning of the show, since already I'll have spoken a message, a topic 7 days before, that he opens with the guests. And then he sends a supplementary message that would be in the middle of the program and at the end. And he is listening. Mabongani!
Ngithuba ngibingelele kuemfundisi uRain, ngibingeleleke nezambeli zakho ke lapha e-studio nomndeni wonke we-Radio Pulpit. Ngibingelela ke egameni lenkosi yamakhosi uKristu Jesu waseNazaretha. Cha bo bo, angikwazi ukuthatha ilifi emsebenzini kaNkulunkulu. Ngihlezi ke ngilalela ke njalo izinhlelo zakho zonke. Noma ke bengingekho ke ngise Mountain Kingdom kwelika Mshweshwe bengulalela ke kunjalo ngifika namhlanje ke futhi ngangithumela ke ama voice note uthola ukuthi awadlali noma ke mawadlala ke uwanqamulele manje ngabona ukuthi futhi ke hayi kusenabafethu nodade wethu abathula ke izi angihlale phansi ke nami ke ngilalele ke ngidle ke ngisuthe angibonge ke uNkulunkulu ke anibusise ngiyanthanda ke nonke nginthandani amini
amen baba siyabonga siyabonga kakhulu ngiyaxolisa ngalelalanga leliyana things were really 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 out of order it happens in a program that things be out of order it was just once where we were cutting actually everyone it was just a sad thing as I said in the end of the show but please continue thank you so much and welcome back from Gelgamshweshwe Pastor Sam, finally, what say you? Let me give you at least 3 minutes. What is your say? Because now, in Joel 2:12, the Father says, Now therefore, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Turn to me. It's our duty to minister repentance. It's very important. What say you, sir?
Yeah, thank you very much. I think... It's a very good, great topic, and I'll be finishing. You know, I think, our mind has to be in terms of seeing people being saved. Mm. The same way that, we were saved in one way or the other, because maybe somebody preached the gospel to us. Maybe we were so lucky to be born in a certain family whereby we grew up to become what we've become. Mm. But at the end of the day, that has to be the motto. It has to be something in our heart. Every single day you wake up, you say, okay, what do I do for my God? What do I do for my Father? Because I'm not here wasting my time, but I'm here to do something that is worthwhile. And I believe that's what has to be with every Christian today is to do something for him. Because somehow somebody has done it, and we can also continue to do that. As Paul is exhorting Timothy, and then the disciples, the apostles, had to tell the others, you know, we cannot be wasting time with the tables and stuff, but we need to spend time in the Word and in prayer. So, whatever we produce out there, it is something that you really have received from the Father.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Wow. Thank you so much for that. And Muriti Mraka, Jeremiah 29:11, sorry, 13. And you will seek me and find me, and you will search for me with all your heart. This is a beautiful one. Earnestness also implies that when we seek him, let us seek him with earnestness. Something that needs to be taught. Something I feel Mamraka can really teach us there. What do you say on this?
Yeah, my brother, indeed, you know, the prophets were called by the Spirit of the Father to go and show the sons of Israel that they have actually turned away from the teaching he had given them in the Torah.
Mm.
And yet when the Messiah came, it was like all these people had been teaching is gone. And he came as well and reiterated that and even above that showed that it is through him that we can actually manage this. I am stressing what you are saying. Jeremiah said that the Father is saying, if we seek him with our entire heart, we will not miss him. It's not fake. You know, it says in 1 John chapter 2, Verse 27, about the unction, that he is authentic. He is not a falsehood. This is one of the truths that the Father communicates, that he's not fake. If you seek Elohim correctly, you're not going to find something else. You're going to find him. And so that is why it is important that we take that simple truth that if we seek him with all of our heart, we are not going to find something else. We are going to find him, and he will guide one step. Many of us who claim to be Christians, we don't talk to God. we say prayers that are just a road, a prose of some sort, not talking to him and listening.
Ritualistic routines.
Yes. When we ask him, seriously, please guide me, tell me, talk to me, direct my steps, you will find that, wow, this is what Pastor Kabamba was saying, have a relationship with him. He will lead you into this relationship, and you will now walk. I want to close by saying this, my brother. There are many young people, young preachers, who are struggling because they were never taught correctly. And they thought the gift of talking eloquence and all those things or miracles are the thing. If they can relate to their father, he will help them with their problems. Many of them are going through serious things where they even end up dying before their time.
I hear you, Muruti. Sorry, we are out of time. Pastor Sam, I want to say thank you, sir. I appreciate you. Pass my regards.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I will do exactly that. Please also greet the family and Muruti Muraka, do the same. May the Almighty Father continue to bless us.
Thank you, sir. And Muruti Muraka, thank you so much. Pass our regards at home, sir.
I will do so, my brother, and I'm asking you do as well, and Pastor Kabamba. And thank you very much. One really learns, and I appreciate both of you and everybody, even Babongani and others.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And of course, to the King above all else, we give him glory. Next week, we are asking this question, who is Israel? We are asking that question next week.
Wonderful.
If we say we are the Israel, the Israel of God, I want to know, what do you mean? And if Jacob had to be converted to Israel, what actually does it mean? What happened? That translation, what is it even all about? I'm not just talking about a particular race in the Middle East. I'm talking about Israel of God. What does it mean? And we will touch that next week. Thank you so much to both of you, and good night. And of course, to our listeners, thank you very much. And have yourself a powerful and a great evening. May the Father do you good. Coming up next, it is Dr. Mabunda. He'll be taking you through. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. We exalt his holy name. And sorry, Babongane, I'm very sorry that day we played your insert, Gangan. And I understand the effort. I understand the ministry in you, at least a bit. I understand. And I'm sorry that it didn't sit well with you. I am so sorry. And I promise, if you hear the topic today, please just drop in a voice note. Just drop in a voice note. And I will remind you also via WhatsApp on my private phone. And then we can talk. Yes. Thank you. And Tuda.
Rabba. Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.